Wake up and go beyond the glass ceiling. Now is the moment to engage the unique feminine voices of consciousness, providing fascinating perspectives about the big questions. Kira Raw and Johanna Sand invite your mind to soften and your consciousness to expand. Lively, funny, and refreshingly authentic, the hour goes quickly. Extraordinary guests from the cutting edge of the feminine experience of consciousness add depth and dimension to this extraordinary conversation.
Hey, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors, the voices of conscious women. I am Kira Raw, here with my beloved partner, Johanna Sand. Hi, and welcome everyone. We are so grateful you are here with us this evening, and wanted to welcome you to what we feel is a really power-filled show, a very powerful topic this evening about who we really are. And I already see lots of robust chat starting to happen over at onenesstalkradio.com. So if you chat with Johanna and I, please join in over there. Our phone lines are already filling, so if you want to join in the queue, please give us a call at 5178. As a matter of fact, I'm going to unmute that. Everybody can hear. It's been unmuted. And we're broadcasting to you live from tfrlive.com, onestalkradio.com, and we're broadcasting YouTube right now at the Oneness Talk Radio live, just live. And I just want to listen to you right now saying I'm really excited for the show topic. All right. And hey, before we go further, Johanna, we have to talk, those of you that are watching YouTube, and if you're listening to live at TFR Live or Oneness Talk Radio or iHeart or any of our affiliates, I want you right now to get energy of Ecuador through Johanna, the bar none most gorgeous rose I think I have ever seen in my life. Oh my gosh, tell us about those.
Well, as you probably know, I'm not in Kira's studio right now. I am about an hour away in Cuenca, and these roses grow in my garden right here, and they're multicolored, and you know, they smell wonderful. It's a little bit big to be in the screen right now, but I'm going to smell them, and I want to, you know, send this out to everybody because it is Ecuador. Ecuador is the land of the roses. And I'm delighted to have these. And I've got rose petals all over my table.
I love that. Oh, Johanna, send them to me. Send them my way. And I hope that all of you are enjoying this, you know, and this really is, Johanna, you know, a lot of you may not realize that Sri and I also, we often send roses from Ecuador to people around the world because Ecuador is like one of the largest rose producers. And I just thank you for bringing that energy into tonight's show, Johanna. I just really feel that that's a beautiful energy for us to open with, that ascended presence of rose essence. And hey, for those of you that are jumping into the call board again, I want to give you that number one more time, 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. And Rachel over in the chat room is just saying, beautiful. And Andrea, how wonderful. Thank you, Jess. Oh, I love the energy of roses. So do we. And I think that it's a beautiful way, Johanna, to kind of open up this conversation this evening. This is a really important moment, I think, for all of us to be paying attention to what's happening on the planet. And, you know, especially as we're watching the energy is specifically around women, kind of in a moment of coming backwards. And so this is a moment for us to really go inward, to really pay attention to, you know, who am I? Who are you really? And, you know, as we put out, for those of you that are on our e-card list, you've probably already received today's show, but I think that it's important. Johanna, why don't I read what's on the card? Why don't we talk about this? Let's set the stage. Yeah, thank you. So let's talk about that. So who are you really, guys, right? I mean, have you ever had that deep within, like, okay, if I get the illusion, if I understand this or I understand that, really, where are we going with this? Who am I? And so the complexity of the illusion, its job is basically to keep us captive. And what is it keeping us captive within? Well, of course, our beliefs, our behaviors, and that gets reinforced very, very easily. And so throughout all of the interactions of this game board that we're all playing with, what happens is that we actually begin to believe the spin. You know, we actually believe and align with what we think is real or what we think is not, or at least those perceptions. So who are you really? Well, what do we really mean, or what are we pointing to when we see this manifested world and what we think of as ourselves as a dream or an illusion? And how does that help us navigate this life? And does it reduce our suffering? I mean, does it or not? And so, you know, Johanna, let's talk about this, because this, even in and of itself, this can have contradictory energy within it. And so let's jump in. And for all of you listening, jump in with us, you know, give us your feedback in the chat, get on the phone. Let's have a conversation.
Well, Kira, you know, this is a question that has been a driving question for me probably 40 years.
Yeah.
And I would say, and I trace it back, and I know you have this origin too, if we really look at the deepest essence and truth of our Enlightenment teachings for,
right,
you know, the last 2,000 years. And I'm not saying we have to adhere to the religiosity of these systems, because that gets created for the masses and for control of the culture.
I think we can agree. I think we can agree for everyone listening that we're just going to take dogma and put it over to the side right now.
Right.
Right. But okay.
If we really go to what these pointers are, mm-hmm, you know, from the essence of the Buddha,
right,
the essence of the Vedic teaching, the Bhagavad Gita, you know, and then if we take that to quantum science, and I know you guys, if you've heard me before, I tend to really look at this.
Right.
And say, what is reality? And, you know, and why do we call it an illusion or a dream? Is because we get identified with a very limited perspective of what we think we are. We feel like we're encased in a body. We live inside our head. And even classic science, or, you know, the classic Newtonian world, tells us that consciousness emanates from the brain. Well, all these really deep teachings, and now the new science, say that is a complete illusion, because the pure energy of what we, you know, of what we are, consciousness is primary. In other words, we, what we think we are in the separate self, is arising out of consciousness, just like a wave arises out of the ocean. And then we identify with the wave, and then we go, I'm the wave, I'm inside of the wave. And the wave, like everything else, has this limited existence. It rises and it falls, as does the body, as does the mind, as does the feelings. So the freedom, there's a saying that I like by this guy, Jenny McKenna, who said, if you're having, sad or upset, you're having a bad dream. If you're happy, you're having a good dream. If you're enlightened, you step out of the dream altogether. Meaning, you know, when we ask that question and we point the question, what are we really? It's not as if we don't function and navigate in the dream, but when we have so much skin in a game and attachment and identity as it, we naturally suffer, because that's a very limited identity. So I think the question, Kira, and I'm going to throw it back in your court, the question is, okay, how does that help my life? Okay, so knowing that this is a dream, meaning, or an illusion means it's not what it appears. It doesn't mean it isn't appearing. You know, it's of course it's appearing. But the question is, okay, so how does that serve my life? And what do I really want? You know, and I think most of us want happiness, or we want this sense of flow or trust. And in the dream, in the illusion, we think it's outside of us. Oh, if I just get the right relationship, if I just get the right amount of money, or if I just get the right amount of acknowledgement, then I'm going to get what I want. Well, how does that work, Kira?
Well, well, you know, first and foremost, I really just want to acknowledge that the perspective that you're sharing assumes that someone has already anchored into that divine recognition. And so I kind of want to scroll that back a moment and say, okay, so when you're presenting this perspective from the awakened consciousness, it invites a different set of experiences than for those who are still saying, wait a minute, I need to anchor into that consciousness. So I really see it as like an ever expanding consciousness experience, because it's all consciousness. Yet it very much overlaps with this harmonic that we are navigating as far as the recognition of even multidimensional frequencies, that what you're describing is very much from that, you know, I like to simplify it and just say, imagine you're sitting at that 10,000 feet on top of the mountain, getting a wide angle view. Well, how that affects who we experience ourselves as is based exclusively on the level of consciousness that is meeting that, quote, reality. And so this is, you know, my heart smiles, because this is what we're bringing up here is very much a core issue, is not who am I and why am I here at the core of virtually the entire experience of form. And even as I share that, I get this really nice high pitch energy kind of coming in and supporting that. And so where I'm going with this is that this is an invitation to expand from that, and I always refer back to the density, to the pyramid of spiritual awakening. This is that opportunity to expand from density consciousness, because when someone is in density consciousness, the way I describe it is the incomprehensible dream, meaning that to someone who is fully aligned in density consciousness, and we have an enormous amount of those beings that are being very vocal right now. So if someone is very much aligned in density consciousness, what you just said is an incomprehensible dream. They can't even comprehend what you're saying. So thereby, why would I even interact at that level with them? Because what they're reminding me of, and I bless them so much for that, is they're reminding me of how deep the dream can be. The dream within the dream leads to this incomprehensible dream. And so how does this affect who we are? Well, we can, I love your wave analogy. I love the wave analogy. And what I enjoy about the wave is that all water shapeshifts, but it's still water, right? Isn't that like consciousness, right? It's still water, because water can be flowing and without form. Water can be frozen and become very rigid. Water can become steam and release itself out. So water has this shape shift, yet at its essence, it never changes. And isn't right. that really who we are?
Right. And that is the consciousness, you know.
And exactly. Yeah.
And what the real pointers are. And this always worked for me. And I hear you about the different levels. And yet, I keep seeing that if this is one energy that's running the whole show,
right?
And it has this appearance of density and differentiation, and the 10,000 forms. Well, of course, it's billions of forms. It's
right.
Incomprehensible. But then this sense of, you know, polarization and right, wrong, good or bad that exists in this density that we find the body manifesting in. You know, the teaching of it, it's almost as if we have a certain perspective and illusion in this density. But if within the totality of how the one energy works and appears as everything, it's almost as if that whole sense of, lately, I'm going to digress for a moment, what's been happening here in the last few weeks is this sense of being the doer is dissolving. In other words, what is really being done here and who is really doing it? And as we let go into this spaciousness of what we are, because we are all that energy at the substratum or core of ourself.
Right.
And if the clouds are covering the sky. So if our identity is with the clouds, you know, oh no, this is me and this is my issue and problem. And all of us have these ways in which we get frustrated because we feel things should be different or they don't turn out the way we think they should. Or, you know, how the mind works. And you know, this sense, if we're on the trail of waking up out of that dream. None of us really know how it happens. And if it isn't happening for the appearance of others there, then we have to trust that as well. Do you understand? Because in the mirror of all these so-called beings here, never mind beings in other dimensional realities, it's almost as if it's all being orchestrated by the one. In other words, it hit me, you know, the last week, and I was thinking, well, the same one is appearing as Hitler and Gandhi at the same time.
Correct. So I'm going to jump in. And the reason I want to jump in is because this is exactly what I'm talking about, is that what you're sharing right now for many is that incomprehensible dream. It's that trap of the world of polarity. And that is exactly what you're demonstrating, because to recognize that energy that is just mirroring, right? That everything is just a mirror of a mirror of a mirror. The question comes up. So how can one understand that, which is so far beyond the boundaries of their comprehension? And there's only one answer to that question: through opening consciousness. And so this is the gift. This is the gift of what's happening right now. I want to jump in. I want to pull in some of our beautiful listeners, because they're having a chat over in the chat room right now. Love what's being talked about here about how disconnecting from the media and you know, working on that, and that media does not reflect the reality we live in. That in and of itself is already a level of consciousness that has expanded into the recognition of the vastness of the illusion. And so who are we really? We are the continuing expansion of our consciousness. And when we can recognize the limitless nature of that, what I have experienced and what I have noticed over my years of inquiry is that it offers us that deep-seated level of reassurance that relaxes the mind of density and opens up the potentiality to go beyond the incomprehensible dream and to release yourself from the trap of density and thereby to experience what you're sharing. And so who are we is a ever expanding, it's like a mountain of expanded awareness that we each have an opportunity to continue working through.
Yeah, and I think at the core, we are this one, and in other words, we are perfect and complete.
Right.
Sorry, guys. Telephone is ringing.
When the universe calls.
But at the same time, knowing that so-called others, if people are listening to this and they resonate with it, they're already on the track of waking up.
So, you know, speaking of being on the track, and because your phone is ringing off the hook, let's take a caller. Okay, well, I'm going to go over here to the call board. We have had all these beautiful people holding. I'm just going to start right at the very beginning where we have Monica calling in, and she's been holding so long. Monica, namaste, angel. Welcome to Soul Mirrors.
Hi, Monica.
Namaste, girl.
Hi, angel.
How are you, angel?
We are well, my love. How are you? Yes, you have. Well, I'm happy to do that for you. And so it's not that I'm hesitant to give you the reading. That's not it. It was when you said, with all this energy, what does that mean to you? What is that when you said, I'd really like to have a soul reading with all this, you know, the beautiful energy? What does that mean to you right now? What is that really meaning? What is that is compelling you?
A greater communion with the divine at all the levels. And yeah, I'm wondering what you see around that for me.
Well, what I will share with you is that as you were speaking, I was seeing right around your crown this very thin, like literally what most people would think of as like a halo energy. You know, it was just this thin gold that was going around your head. And it was interesting because it's soft. And it's like everything around you right now is saying, soften and relax, soften and relax. It's like I see you getting into a bathtub and just going, oh, you know, just sinking into it. And they're saying that the more you can relax and let go of the illusion, the sooner that which is ready will reveal itself. And I really enjoy, Monica, that you were our first caller this evening, because really your message is the message of the show tonight. Johanna, would you like to share?
Well, I love what you said, Kara, relax, because relaxing into this, relaxing the grip,
right,
of the doer,
right,
or the mantra, in any moment allows us to, even for 3 seconds, touch into the very substratum and beingness that we are.
Exactly.
The perfection that we are in this moment. And stop evaluating ourselves by, well, how am I doing? How's the body mind doing?
Right.
Get beyond, you know, it's not a big book. I think it's a very simple recognition of relaxation. So I love that kind of metaphor that you pointed out, because it's available to us in every moment. We're just, hey, kids, you know, we've been wrapped up in a, what do you call it, false identity for quite a while. And it's not like it happens in the snap of a finger. But if our heart, if we have that fire, I just kind of trust we will get the next key and the next key, you know, which is always there.
So Monica, thank you, Angel. I mean, because it looks like all those keys and all that energy is coming in around you. So now Johanna and I are reaching out to you and saying, now take that deep breath, relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
thank you.
Thanks,
Monica.
Woohoo!
The
You're welcome, my angel. We love you, honey. Namaste.
A little troubled hearing Monica. I wonder if
We just muted her. We're going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
So I'll turn my volume up, Johanna. I'll turn my volume up. I'm just trying to keep our sound quality good. Okay. Well, I was just going to go to Sedona, Arizona, but you hung up. Okay. So the person from Sedona, if you'd like to call back, we're happy to take you next. So now we're going to go to, it looks like, I think we're in Michigan. Namaste. Welcome, Michigan.
Oh, hello. This is Jess.
Hey, Jess, thanks for calling in, Angel. Namaste.
Of course, I wanted to hang out with you, ladies.
Well, thank you. We like hanging out with you. This is Jess Juntanen of Soul Fusion Cafe, everyone. Woohoo!
Hi, Jess.
Ooh,
talk about or ask about. But this one keeps coming up, and I don't think it's like just for me. It's in regards to energies in the morning and I'm really trying to get into like this nice high vibe state, but I'm waking up with like a lot of gook in the morning. So anything that you have around that would be awesome.
Well, Jess, first and foremost, what I want to share with you is there was an ensoulment that came in, I forget when, and I even forget what series it was a part of, but it was really powerful because Archangel Zadka was talking about exactly this energy and about how exactly this is the energy of polarity and density that will greet you when you first get up in the morning. And what Zadka suggested, and as I'm gazing at you, it really feels to me like this is what's appropriate. It's when you're laying in bed, before you even get out of bed, and actually, as you're even getting ready to open your eyes, if you can be that consciously aware of it or call that into your consciousness, notice where your thoughts are. And Zadkiel says, do not just stay there. Don't get out of bed until you follow that thought behind the thought behind the thought behind the thought, until that thought actually dissolves and restores you back into the place of oneness and the place of peace. And then get out of bed. And this is a very powerful practice. And I'm going to try to find it. I will get on a mission and I will find it and I will post it or I will send it to you. And I just want to share that we only have a minute till our first break, but I really wanted to share this because Jess, if this is what you're waking up with, it's because you're at the tip of the mountain and the density is so afraid of you breaking through that it will do everything in its power. You know, you are at that breakthrough moment. So tomorrow morning, lay there in bed and consciously follow that which is trying to take you away. And when we come back from the break, we'll share more about that. So for all of you at TFR and Oneness Talk Radio listening to us on audio, we're going to be right back. We have a lot of show to go. Stay there. Okay, Jess, you still there? All right, we are in bonus time. So for those of you that are...
Oneness Talk Radio. Hip, fresh, and fun. Discover your positivity portal 24/7 and experience unique talk radio from around the planet, perfectly mixed with music that enchants your soul. At a moment where everyone is being challenged to stay awake and release fear, OnenessTalkRadio.com is here to remind us all of our divine mastery. Imagine the activating power of intentional oneness and universal healing available at any time. With shows in multiple languages and formats, relax and explore. Our commitment to uplifting music from superstars and fresh talent combined with your favorite shows will inspire you to stay all day and soak in the gift of connection. Once you experience our signature oneness moment, in only 3 to 5 minutes, your heart will expand as miracles unfold. OnenessTalkRadio.com. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Mirrors the voices of conscious women. I am Kira Ra with my beloved co-host, Johanna San. And for those of you that have been listening to us at TFRlive.com, OnenessTalkRadio.com, iHeart, all the affiliates, welcome back. We have been having a robust discussion with Jess Juntinen, our caller right now, who has still been on with us, talking about what it's like to really recognize that when the illusion starts throwing stuff at us, it's the blessing of giving us a moment of breakthrough, that moment of mastery, the moment of the universe saying, hey, we're ready for more. So just jump in.
Yeah, I love everything that we've been talking about. And that piece that really stands out is that both you and Johanna are talking about, is being really aware of the energy that's present, you know, and not judging it or anything, but being aware. And I love that practice of following the thoughts, because I have lots of thoughts, but to really follow it all the way back till it dissolves seems so powerful as a way to witness and shift through that. I'm just like so glad I called in because I'm getting so much out of this right now.
Well, thank you, my love. And we're gonna say goodbye. And thank you for calling. And of course, stay with us for the rest of this powerful show. We have so many people that are waiting to speak. So we're gonna bring them in to expand this conversation and share this extraordinary community. Thank you, Jess. And everybody, remember, hey, Jess, how can they tune into you?
Sundays at Oneness Talk Radio, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, Soul Fusion Cafe.
Woohoo! Woohoo! All right. We love you, Jess. Thank you, honey. Namaste. Okay. All right. We're going to move right on here. We're going to go to Concord, California. Namaste, beloved one. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I'm really excited because I love this conversation. I wanted to jump right in and talk, kind of revisit what Johannes said, which was, you know, we're talking about duality. We're also talking about, you know, the higher awareness of things, and that's the only place you want to be. And that one of the things that I wanted to share was, you know, the place of living, being present in, regardless of what life is being thrown at us every day, living through the news, living through our daily routines and et cetera, is a part of the duality.
Absolutely.
That we have to be present with and recognize mm-hmm. as a part of our existence, even though it's not the ultimate existence that we're really trying to achieve and talk about here. And what's very interesting is that I love to be in the higher place, but I have to recognize that this duality experience is also present for me, and that I relish it, actually. And yeah. So I guess I wanted to give that some airplay.
Well, thank you for bringing that in. And Johanna, jump in. Go ahead. I have some stuff I want to share.
You know, I think we're deluding this life in this density will be pleasure and pain. I don't think any of us, I think we're deluded if we think, oh, nothing bad will happen and I'm going to be living in this, you know, absolute edge. But what happens as, you know, what happens is our ability, and this is what Kira wrote up in the thing, the ability to navigate this duality really does get simpler as we expand the awareness of what we are that's outside of this duality. So then we're functioning in this way where we're meeting these circumstances. We are not, when we're awake to this expanded sense of self, when circumstances present itself, which are troubling, and let's face it, darlings, we all have, right, Kira? Every week something, you know, happens to us that is not of our, what do you call it? It's not what our ego or sense of self here wants. We would want something different. But the sense of I love the word navigation because we're learning that our limited mind cannot even comprehend the totality of this.
Well, this is where I have to jump in, Johanna. This is the incomprehensible dream. This is exactly what we're talking about. And I love, beloved one, what you're bringing up because here, absolutely, there is the whole reason we are here, the whole reason we took form, right? The whole reason we have these protoplasmic jumpsuits is for the exquisite, delicious experience of feeling. And in this extraordinary co-creative process, this dream of the dreams that we are living, that is why we are here. You know, I often claim I came here because I just wanted to touch Sri. You know, I wanted to feel what he felt like in form. But that does not mean that we need to be asleep through it. Indeed, what the gift is that it will always be there. And I think this is one of the greatest fallacies on this planet, is that if you are enlightened, you are no longer navigating density. Forgive me.
No.
Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit. If you have a body, you're navigating and you're going to keep navigating. It's the level of consciousness that meets that awareness. So what you're sharing, most beloved one, this is our Concord, California caller. What you're sharing is absolutely spot on, that it's about the exquisite experience and the recognition. And I have to just give the live example because we're all still kind of in real time with it as we're in this May core experience and this specific week about the choices in front of us. Look at what Sri and I went through in April. You know, we literally hit the brink of death three times. And I will tell you, and Johanna knows, she was with me. I hit the darkest night of my soul more than once. More than once, I was on my knees saying, I quit. I can't do this anymore. I can't handle the projections. I can't handle, the, you know, whatever. And it was through that exquisite moment of incredible communion with the density that I was able to literally pop through and be in that ninth dimensional experience of it and be in the expanded presence and the expanded beingness it has led us to. So, Johanna, you want to jump in? Our caller, you're welcome to interrupt us. Johanna, one second, honey. Go ahead. I'm listening. We're listening.
You know, I'm loving it all, and I really love that, the higher level of consciousness, and who am I really, you know, I'm always exploring that, but at the same time, you know, I really have to deal with what's right in front of me.
Absolutely, and it's how you deal with what's in front of you that is the mastery. That is the enlightened moment, and this is where we all can support each other to recognize that. To believe that enlightenment is this fictional state whereby you no longer have any experiences through the body is exactly the same type of dogma that would have you believe in heaven and hell, you know, or wherever that goes. So this is a brilliant experience for us to recognize, because who are we really? Who are you really? You are the expansion of your consciousness that you are willing to relax into during this exquisite dance of form. So thank you, my love. What an exquisite question. We're going to move on to our next caller, but we're so glad you were here. Thank you for being with us. We love you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye, Angel. Namaste. All right. So Johanna, let's jump over to Bismarck, North Dakota. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Namaste. Welcome, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Hi, Kira and Johanna. This is Gladys.
Hey, Gladys. Namaste.
I just was guided to call in. I only connected here a few minutes ago, and I said, okay, so I'm just asking for a mini soul reading, Kira. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gladys. I'm really honored. And I will share with you, I have to ask, so what's the weather like in North Dakota right now? I just am curious.
Actually, we're like in the 60s and sunny.
Nice. Well, that's good to hear. That's really good to hear. And thanks for sharing with me. And we actually had a glorious Ecuadorian day here today, I think as echoed by those stunning roses that you brought into our beloved energy field tonight, Johanna. And the reason I'm referring back to that, Gladys, is as I'm connecting with you, I'm smelling the essence of rose again. And that is a very ascended energy. And I just keep wanting to be like I'm wafting this aroma as I'm connecting with you. It's like I'm seeing you and there's just been like this layer of, I don't want to use the word dirt because it's not that, but it's just like there's just like these little things around you. And it's like by taking your hands and just, it's like imagine you're just like smelling the most beautiful rose essence you've ever smelt, and it's clearing it over your eyes. And what they're showing me is that there is this moment of beauty before you, but you need to clear away this residue that's trying to stop it from revealing itself. And they're saying that clearing the residue is literally, it's funny, if you're watching me at YouTube, everybody's seeing me, my hands keep clearing and clearing. And now my ears are feeling an energy releasing from them as well. And they're saying, open up your heart more, open your eyes wider, listen to that which is right in front of you, and remember that which is yours to claim. And that is the message. And by the way, this message is coming from Mary Magdalene. That was really important, and she really wanted me to say that. So thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Well, thank you. And I've been using pearls oil, so that's perfect.
It really is perfect. So you got to love that serendipity. And so thank you for bringing that energy to all of us. There's people over in the Oneness Talk radio chat room saying, yeah, I've been smelling roses the whole show. So thank you for anchoring that for us, Gladys. We're so grateful. Yeah. And of course, we have these beautiful roses here from Johanna. So we love you, Angel. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Namaste. Bye, honey. So Johanna, let's jump in because this show just goes so fast. So, I really want to go back to where we were talking about this the illusion even of what is enlightenment that oftentimes gets us doubting our own progress. And I think even I really want to call this in on the feminine energy because we're witnessing more and more that because this illusion is getting to another peak moment and there is a massive breakthrough opportunity for so many, we're also starting to see the gender gap being played. We're starting to see lots of different games starting to be played with that as well. And I think that this is important to enter into the mix of this conversation.
Right. Well, I think the outer, what you call the world we look out in, as we more anchor into what we really are.
Right.
Beyond this identity, even as a woman, as an identity, although it's not to deny that, it's to, it's the primal split. But, the more we're realizing, just this sense, this ground of being, the machinations of the greater world and the mirror out there are intensifying.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Not as if, as we know, we more and more when I look out there and I hear all these levels of reality, I get this sense that it's all working together. And when we start to focus on one part of it or polarize in it and go, this shouldn't be happening or this should be happening, that gets us, we can have opinions or preferences but when we start to get into this, polarity about this, the world is, not doing what it should be doing and this should be happening instead of this, that's where we get into the smallness of ourselves.
Well, I'm giggling because I'm remembering, the what happens when you start should-having all over yourself. And what you're sharing, really what I'm hearing, what I'm experiencing as I listen to you is that rise in judgment. And let us not forget that all judgment wounds. And often, who do we judge the most? Ourselves. So we self-inflict these wounds that thereby opens us up to more doubt, that thereby keeps us trapped in the dream.
Right. There's no doer, the separate self.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean you don't feel like a doer or you don't act and make plane reservations.
Well, and nor does it relieve you of responsibilities. And I think this is really important to make sure it's clear.
But, the sense of limitation and suffering is all this woulda, coulda, shoulda, shouldn't have happened. Blame, guilt, judgment
right.
of ourselves and right. other people.
Right, of course.
Doing what we think. Well, now I want to bring that. I keep bringing this back because it's just been drilled. I wake up like in the morning and I go, "Oh my God, there's, I'm not the doer," and I don't mean.
Well, that's one way to wake up. I get it. I'm there.
We're living inside of this little head with these little voices that right. are telling us, this shouldn't happen, this should happen, this should be this way.
Right.
And I'm not saying we, I think there's a real, call it, helpful use of the intellect. And then there's, then there's the runaway storyline that's sort of put on top of everything that keeps us in this, how can I put it? It's not about not being responsible and taking action. The problem comes is when, we don't, we're really concerned that the outcome isn't what we think it should be.
Well, that's expectation. So again, see, everything you're sharing is levels of consciousness.
It's expectation.
Well, of course.
We see the root of this. It doesn't mean we're very programmed to have this because, you know, the ego mind in its, call it toxic state, gives into this constant, oh my God, this, I shouldn't have done that.
Okay, let's just stop right there. So again, I want to share. This is the pyramid of spiritual awakening, because that ego mind in density consciousness can only focus on the self, or their perception of self. And it's me focused. It's me, me, me. So, but that me goes in all these directions that you're sharing. And this is where this takes us right back to where we began the show today, that this perception of what our beliefs are, or what we accept as normal or not as normal, or what things, quote unquote, as you're saying, we should have all over ourselves. The gift of that is that we can find a moment of breakthrough. And normally when we break through, it's just more of a sophisticated experience. And that's what that first level of spiritual activism is, where we pop out of the me focus and we do expand into a we, but it's an us versus them. And I think what I'm experiencing as I'm listening to you is I'm connecting with our beautiful listening audience and our callers, and we have more people on hold, and I promise we'll get to you, is this recognition that when we can collectively support each other to see through the illusion and to recognize the illusion as what it is, a blessing that gives us the opportunity to expand our consciousness, then we can very, very quickly work through just about anything. And it doesn't mean we're not going to meet it. It doesn't mean we're not going to have a horrible day. It doesn't mean we're not going to have a moment where we're all freaked out. What it does mean is that we have the tools and the support and the ability to keep expanding. And I think that's really the blessing.
And I kind of frame it in a, you know, we've been conditioned.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
We're conditioned by our genetics,
by everything, the totality.
We're conditioned to be a separate self.
Correct.
And when we start to break through that, we're reconditioning ourselves, because we're seeing it from a whole other level, from the level of the being.
Right.
And so the way that I see it works, it is a mystery. But if we are on fire with this, you know, sense of waking up beyond this limited framework loop, and if we're ready for that, I pretty much guarantee it will happen. It will happen, you know, and we will be open to the next step, be open to the support, be open to using our difficult circumstances, like you pointed out, a great training ground to go deeper.
Well, and because that's what this is, right? In this magical, mystical, wonderful creation of this experience, we have the gift of being able to, we can keep going. You know, we are the ones who limit ourselves, right? We are the only ones who limit ourselves. We think we can't grow anymore. We think we've attained some level. We start believing our own spin. Well, all that is the ego comes back in and says, hello.
Ego.
Right, right.
Level, a subtle level.
Absolutely.
And I keep seeing just like this deepening sense of what's running the show. You know, what's really going on here? What are we really?
Yeah.
And we start, it's more of a sense of letting go, as the ancient traditions told us. It's letting go of these layers of what we think we are, what we think we have to have, and it gets subtler and subtler. And then we get into the spiritual materialism that Trungpa Rinpoche pointed out. We can go into all of this, but, you know, suffice to say, I think it's just a simple, you know, seeing through these, call it veils that we look at reality through, which are based on our individual biases that we've, or unconscious conditioning. And I guarantee, you know, these breakthrough moments that you point out, they're varied. They can happen. They happen through grace. They happen through meditation. They happen through being in contact or taking courses with you guys or using plant medicine or whatever.
All the above works, yeah.
We don't know what works for anybody. That's
exactly. Exactly.
There's no prescription for this, but there is, you know, a hunger that starts to say, hey, I've been encased in this limited layer of my identity, and it's getting very tight.
So, Johanna, speaking about getting very tight, we have just a few minutes left of the show. Should we sneak in another caller?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that. So we're going to head over to Florida, and we're going to say hi to Hannah. Hey, Hannah, namaste.
Thank you so much. I'm loving this conversation, and I love that there's sort of these contrasting points, too, that yourselves are speaking to, and then others in the community are kind of giving voice to, and it's sort of like I kind of stuck in the chat there, sort of honoring the healing experience of it all, as well as, you know, really honoring like that mastery journey. And, you know, realizing that it's all encompassing, right? The multifaceted, the multi-layers, but really just that pure oneness too. And that it's all, you know, God's source, creative energy, whatever label you want to give it.
Exactly.
I love that. I know for myself personally, there was sort of this almost the romanticizing of, you know, spiritual awakening and the journey. And I mean, it is very beautiful, but it's also, and that's another thing I got to put in the chat too that I want to speak to, is just, it is very much like the physical birth process too. It's,
absolutely.
It's messy and, you know, painful, but, you know, so beautiful. When you do have that awareness, and let's say when you've broken through, quote unquote, like that next layer, and just, you know, I know that you've spoken to as well, just having the awareness and having the experience and then having the choice, like, and just the empowerment that comes with that. But I would love a mini soul reading of anything that comes through.
Well, thank you. And first of all, Johanna and I, thank you for your sharing. I really, this is what this show is about. This show is here to be a forum, to be a safe place, to be a space where we can all share and really expand our consciousness together. So Hannah, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for offering that gift to us tonight. And as far as your mini soul reading, it's kind of interesting. It's really tied into that, because I see you and it's this cute little picture. You're like this adorable little girl and you're pulling a cart. You know those old fashioned carts with the four wheels, and it's one of those classic old red carts, and you're skipping down this lane and you're pulling this cart, and you're not even aware that like all these cute little things keep jumping into your cart. It's like you're so busy pulling the cart and making sure that you get where you need to go, you're not even realizing how many other beautiful things are there. So they're saying, stop, take a minute and turn around and look at what's right in front of you and has been waiting. And so thank you for that reminder for all of us. I think that's very timely, and I'm very grateful you brought it to us. Thank you, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste, Hannah. Namaste. Well, Johanna, okay, we have 2 minutes left. How does this happen?
Well, yeah, I know. It goes so quickly.
It does.
I know some nice events are coming up.
Well, yeah, why don't I do that? So, hey, beautiful ones, please, 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 especially if you've enjoyed tonight's show, remember, June 4th and June 11th, Sri and I are offering for a $22 donation an extraordinary journey into the core. I'm talking about diving into that absolutely incomprehensible dream, expanding your consciousness, and finally expanding into that mountain of divine awareness. So it's called Journey into the Core.
The voices of conscious women are uplifting the world, and thank you for tuning in. To connect with Kira Ra and Johanna Sand, send an email to namaste@shriandkira.com. Simply namaste@shriandkira.com. Join us each week and stay tuned. So much more ahead.
Do you have a product or service that assists humanity? Oneness Talk Radio is your unique opportunity to reach a responsive audience.
Marketing budgets need to show value, and as a community of positive intention and commitment to planetary evolution, sponsorship of Oneness Talk Radio makes perfect sense. Our current sponsors are enjoying positive returns and increased customer flow. Epoch Lasers is one of those sponsors, and here is the owner sharing from Twin Flame Divine Fire.
The interest levels have definitely increased. People are acquiring the devices and are quite satisfied, and we are back from patients as well that are happy with the result.
Imagine the expansion you can enjoy as a sponsor of a single show or the entire network. Discover how you can honestly stretch the value of your advertising dollars with our affordable rates and vast worldwide audience. Just send an email to OTR@onenesstalkradio.com today.